And it's time for an Authority Agent Spotlight. And today I have Stephanie Miller. And I got to say, Stephanie, you got, I think you're, I can put you in my favorites list. Can I do that? My favorites of agents and just people, the things that you do. And, you know, I've kind of watched you and you've watched me for a few years now and see, you know, you, you keep at it. And I guess one of the things that you, insist on is that you do stuff that you actually like to do. Is mm-hmm. that right?
That is right. I'll be your favorite any day, Jack.
Well, that's perfect. Very few people can be my favorite, so I think I'll figure that out. Everything has a favorite. My phone has a favorite. If I could ever figure that out, I'm probably one of the least tech, you know, inclined people there are. But I'm going to find somewhere that I could stick and label you as a favorite.
All right.
And one of the reasons is because, you know, you put stuff together. You know, you're one of those people that truly do create something out of nothing. Even it, you know, where you see opportunities, and I know a lot of people can get sidetracked by constantly looking for opportunities. But one of the great things is that you see an opportunity, you start to, you know, picking away at it and make it happen. And the way that I got kind of introduced to you is through your involvement with the ICE key tags. And for those of people that don't know what that is, in case of emergency tags, which has kind of blossomed, and anybody that's been an agency from the beginning knows that some campaigns that we've run to boost Tom Force, the guy that created that, kind of elevate him as he runs with that. But let's start with that, just so I'll let you define it, because you'll be able to tell it far more succinctly and accurately than I will. The ICE key tags, to kind of describe those so people understand what that is, then we can kind of put a frame around that for the story.
Okay, sure. ICE key tags in case of emergency is plastered at the bottom of a key tag, and the front is used to advertise a local business. The back has a spot to write in an emergency contact person's phone number and a number to reach you if you lost your keys. So it was a really appealing marketing system. When I first discovered it, I had to get involved. I started selling them, became the top salesperson, and eventually became the lead designer for all the customers who went out and bought them. So they're kind of my featured marketing program. And I used them to reach out to Jack by sending him a little package thanking him for my success. And I introduced him to the key tags by putting his picture on one. And it worked. He called me.
I did, because I thought, you know, okay, well, this is really cool. And it has so many great elements to it, with not just, you know, a key tag, but, you know, the elements of how it really benefited local businesses and then benefit local consumers, because of the utility of the key tags. And I thought it was just really kind of a unique, the thing that you were doing. And, you know, it kind of evolved into, a little bit more about what we're going to talk about today, the ability to scale up, because obviously you're, you know, top salesperson for the key tags, but you were, man, you were on a pretty big hamster wheel there for selling them, designing them, fulfilling, you know, pretty much the one man gang or one woman gang as far as putting all these together. Mm-hmm. And there was so much more potential for those, obviously, than something that you could do. But you had already started getting reps in different parts of the country. And this turned out to be a really great opportunity to work with others that were, you know, helping local businesses to add the ability to provide these key tags to businesses. And this is really where, is this the first time you kind of saw how that you could really scale and leverage with people out there selling, and you could spend more time on the fulfillment and the design side of that?
Oh, definitely. Up until you and I decided to work together and introduce this to your followers, we had been getting salespeople on Craigslist, and you can imagine the quality of those salespeople. So to work with you and work with other internet marketers who knew what they were doing, that really put me on the map. I mean, ICE key tags have grown to the point where I've became so involved that a lot of people think it's my company. I mean, I wish it were, but no, I didn't invent them. I just really am passionate about what they can do, how they can help people, how they can help a business in marketing and help save lives. It's just been a passion project for me. And to work with other marketers and show them how they can use an ICE key tag as a foot in the door for the other things that they sell has just been so eye-opening for me and hopefully for the people that I've been working with.
Well, I think one of the things to really point out is as because of the ability to kind of work in I guess joint venture, if you will, with other marketers, it really does solve a problem that a lot of people have when the people that have the entrepreneurial spirit and want to get out in there and they want to do it grassroots and bootstrap and do everything. But the fact is a lot of times people aren't good at everything. Mm-hmm. You have people that are really good at selling stuff. You have people that are really good at making stuff. And oftentimes there's not one person that's good at both of those. Or if they are good at both of those, there's not enough time in the day to give the attention that each one of those sides of a business needs. And so, this was a really good opportunity for people that just wanted to go out and sell stuff to see, how great it was, what the benefit of this was, and to explain that, but not actually have to go and, create key tags and put them together and get them out there. And mm-hmm. I think, one of the things that you brought with you when you came into Authority Agency and were doing the Authority marketing, you probably hit that same wall, because I know that you're really good and passionate about what you're doing. And so what did you see as kind of a obstacle when you first started with the Authority marketing? I know you went out and you started doing some of this for people and you had success with mm-hmm. fulfilling this. What did you see the bumps that you had?
Well, I have yet to let go. I don't like to outsource. So I'm a perfectionist and I thought, geez, one of these days I'm going to become too busy and then I won't be able to fulfill in a timely manner. So I'm going to have to get some help. So I looked around at the different services and nobody could please me. I didn't like the quality of anything I was seeing. So I turned to the agency and was able to start working with a couple of key agents that know their stuff and we work well together. And there's some pretty big projects in the works now. It was something I wanted to do for a long time. I just didn't have the right project to present it until recently, when thanks to Brian Horn in suggesting that we sell this through Facebook on private messages, I was able to secure a pretty large deal with one of the guys that helps Frank Kern do his sales funnels. And he happens to own the Small Business Community Association with 40,000 members. He was going to start a sales funnel that gave out award plaques recognizing business owners as best in business for that particular year. And if they bought into it, the upsell was going to be a press release. So he was looking for someone who could fulfill that. And I reached out to him through Facebook in a private message, and we just kept talking back and forth. And finally, he agreed to let me do all that fulfillment. So I'm about to experiment with using Authority marketing as an upsell in a big sales funnel. I think I'm really on to something, because I've talked to several other business owners who have large lists, and I'm starting to introduce using press releases and Authority marketing as either their product or as a bonus or just a way to introduce it and keep it going. So I'm very excited about it. I couldn't fulfill it on my own. So I turned to the agency and I asked, how can I get this done? And then I noticed that Joel Hafner was working with Clint Evans at Standout Authority. He was on their website. I loved Clint's website. And so I reached out to Clint. We're part of a mastermind group together, and suggested, hey, why don't you use an East Coast rep? And we had a conversation with his co-founder, Joshua Lee, and lo and behold, I became the president of the East Coast region. So I've got my team. So I'm very pleased, and I'm really looking forward to the things that we can do together. Their resources, the resources within the agency, it's limitless, really.
Well, one of the interesting things is, while you're thinking, I need to find this, I need to do this, when it's as it often happens to people, that you came up with this huge deal and it was no longer of, well, I really should. It was like, okay, I have to do something, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
It's pretty much you say yes and let me figure out how I'm going to do this,
right?
And to be able to do that. And if that hadn't come along, a lot of people, it would be on your I should do this list, but that's a great thing for things like that to happen and for people to be brave enough and take the action to take it on, because it makes you stretch and grow and do things and obviously put you in the position that you are now to be able to work with this. So the benefit of this is that you have some breathing room now on people that can fulfill some of the stuff as you sell it, that you focus on. What are you focusing on now that maybe that time was taken away when you were trying to do it all?
With me, Jack, I get the biggest rush from hunting and closing a sale. And after that, it's like, okay, on to the next. I don't even want to fulfill it. I just want to go out there and sell it. So that's what I'm focusing on is the bigger opportunities and bringing them in and letting others fulfill for me.
And that's one of the things. And you know what's really interesting is there was a point where you were on the fulfillment side wanting to do this work that may not have been the most valuable use of your time, because that's what you're kind of comfortable with, right?
Right.
As you're making, creating the designs, and you like doing the designing and the things like that with the key tags. But now to see that can be done by someone else. And I think it's important for people to realize, because there's a lot of people that think that, oh, I'm really good at this, but I just can't sell it. Therefore, it's not a viable option. Mm-hmm. What would you say to people that either, well, I can sell it, but I just don't know how to do it. Or people that say, oh, I'm really good at doing, but I just can't sell it. Therefore, this won't work for me.
Well, there's a whole authority agency full of members who all have their own specialties, and that's what's in front of you. Ask for help. That's what we're here for, to help each other. Get in there, ask, find out who would help you. And it's amazing. I put that post in and I got a bunch of private messages from all kinds of agents who were willing to help me. It was overwhelming, actually, and heartwarming. And that's what I'd like to see more of in the agency. And instead of the, I can help you for X amount, or, do some bartering. I barter a lot with other agents. I work with people who do videos for me, and I'll do some design work or banner ads or other graphic work. It's just a pool of people who are doing what you do, and some of them do parts of it better than you. Why not? Why not get together?
Well, surely it can't be that easy just to reach out and ask.
Really? You would think.
Well, I think that is. And I think that's, that's one of those perceived obstacles, I think, that people put in front of them is it's not. And that's one of, is one of the great things that there's been some really incredible successes in the agency community. And obviously when people can reach out and work together and fill the needs or the voids in what others can do to make a success out of everyone is just tremendous, tremendous to see. Now, the ice ski tags, is you still doing that kind of as a entry? Because I know your passion, that's probably the first thing that comes out of your mouth when you talk to people.
It is. I'll find a way to work it in. And it is my featured marketing program. I've parlayed it into partnering up with Mike Taylor, actually. A while back, we had set up through Ice Key Tags a way for a press release to go out about the company that became an Ice Key Tag merchant. So other agents have sold Ice Key Tags and used press releases. Auntie Lisa, she's done some great work with a nonprofit that used Ice Key Tags. And she did a whole series of press releases about the nonprofit and the event that they held and the fundraiser. And you can just do so much with them. And I'm more than happy to talk to anybody about using them as a foot in the door and how you could use them as an entryway to authority, especially. It really works.
And then that's another thing is you've kind of been able to mold this. You know, I always tell people to color outside the lines, that we give you a way, not necessarily the way, and that you put authority around something that you're already doing and already have some passion around. And there's no just black and white way to do this. I know that you've been involved in the book publishing. You've helped people become best-selling authors. You've done the news releases. What do you see as kind of being your main focus or the lead in that you start talking with people about on authority?
Spotlight articles, I think. And building it from there, trying to sell a continuity package just based on that spotlight article. It's funny, my introduction to authority came through you using the techniques on ICE key tags. You had offered to do a press release. It went out. It got syndicated. We were blown away. And then nature took its course and the phone rang and we were invited to appear on Good Morning Texas, so television. And then since then, we've partnered with Laura Betterly and was able to be in the pilot episode of Game Plan with one of the original sharks from Shark Tank. I mean, this whole thing has just exploded.
It did start with the news release that you got ICE key tags on TV. And so you got the benefit of seeing it work in action. So it probably was an easy decision for you to think, okay, this works. I'm going to move into this. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's perfect. So, and that's amazing. And all this has happened over what, the last 18 months, if that? That really is remarkable. So if you had to give some advice to any agents that may be, trying to get traction or just, trying to get themselves to get out of the starting gate. Mm-hmm. What would it be? And obviously teaming up with other agents is good, but I guess obviously to do something themselves, for someone they know, to see it work makes a huge difference in the way that they think about this, right?
It does make a huge difference. However, in my case, I have yet to publish anything about myself. I just can't do it. I can't put myself out there and write a release about myself if it weren't for the bestsellers. That aside from the bestsellers, one of the things that I did that got my feet wet was to sign up for a service that people could advertise. I'm looking for writers. I'm looking for editors. I'm looking for someone to ghostwrite. And so I put up a page about myself in Authority Marketing, and I got to pick and choose what jobs I wanted to bid on. And I started meeting people in all walks of life. And I seem to enjoy writing bios for people based on your training, of course. I seem to get a lot of great feedback, and I've been able to do this for several musicians and celebrities. And it seemed to be the niche I was going down that path was writing bios for so-called celebrities. So I would recommend that, because you could get in and get all different kinds of jobs and just feel around and what do you like to do most, and then go back into the agency and just start partnering with people. That's what we're there for.
Yeah, it is. And there's always room. And if you're good at doing something, there's an army of people that can that look for people to fulfill things. So that is obviously a great opportunity. So how can the agents, they want to follow what Stephanie Miller is doing? What can they do? Where can they look? How can they find out?
Let's see. Well, now I'm on standoutauthority.com, but my personal website is profoundprocess.com. You can reach me that way or just message me. I'm on the computer all day.
Good old Facebook.
That's right.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Well, I have to say that, you've inspired certainly a lot of people to actually do something and take action. I know there's a lot of people that have probably, looked at what you've done or worked with ICE key tags and saw some of their first success with actually working with businesses. And I think, seeing that you don't have to do it all, or you can, pick pieces and different elements of this business to do, and what you really have passion around is something that I think people really can look to you for inspiration. So I thank you for coming on and sharing that with everyone.
My pleasure. Anytime.
All right. Well, beautiful. Well, there you have it. Stephanie Miller, you got to watch what she's doing. She's a sneaky one. But she's good. So definitely keep an eye on her, and I'll certainly be keeping an eye on her and just watching the success as it grows, and also to see that you know, you can include and work authority marketing elements into what you are already doing. And really it is about, you know, taking what we teach you and color outside the lines and apply it, and, you know, do it to the parts that you do best, and work with a lot of people that you have access to right there in authority agency that can fill in the gaps. So until next time, remember, you are the only real game changer.